Board. Okay, so the sugi really starts with the Gemara and Brachos. The Gemara and Brachos on Lama Gimel Lama Beis says that it's a Mishnah, and then the Gemara says that someone who says modim modim, a shaliach tzibur says modim modim, so we silence them, we take him down. Rabbi Zeir says the same thing is true if you say shema shema. So it's questionable. We'll see whether it's specifically these two instances or does it apply to all repetition. Amen, amen. Over there. So the tourist says the problem is because it looks like you think there are two beings in control, which is related to the Daf Yomi with Acher going up and seeing that, him thinking, and that's what made him go off. So obviously it's a very bad thing to think that there are two Rishuyos. So that's why you're not supposed to say Modim Modim, because it seems like you're saying it to two different Rishuyos. So Yerushalmi says it's only a problem if it's Bitzibur, not if it's Biyachid, which would make sense according to this, because the fear is that people are going to think that you think that there's two Rishuyos. You know there's not two Rishuyos. You're just saying Modim Modim for whatever reason. But people are going to think that, so that's why it's only a problem if it's Bitzibur and not if it's Biyachid. But our Gemara doesn't differentiate as such. So it seems like it's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Rishalmi. So the Prima Gadim and the Vilna Gaon both say it depends. If you had Kavana the first time when you said it, so then you're not allowed to repeat it anymore. But if you didn't have Kavana the first time, so then you're allowed to repeat it quietly. That's one approach. The Tosos and Rabbeinu Nissim and many other Rishonim say that even if you had Kavana the first time, as long as you're saying it quietly, it's okay. So that's the simple pshat, and that's many go with this second pshat, that as long as, even if you didn't have Kavana the first time, you could repeat it quietly. But others say, no, we should be machmir and say that if you had Kavana the first time, so you shouldn't repeat it. The Avnei Yeshva, he has a big chiddush, because he's discussing, sometimes you have people who they repeat words when they're in, you know, in, sometimes it's dangerous because sometimes it's OCD. But assuming it's not OCD and you're actually, you know, you want to make sure that you're saying the words with the proper kavana. So you said it with kavana, but you want to say it with even more kavana. So you said Shema, but you're not sure how much kavana you really had. So you want to say Shema again. Or you knew you were saying Ashrei, and you knew you were saying Boseach HaZadech HaMasbil Chol Chai Ratzon, but did you really? Did you forget for a moment? So you want to repeat it. So is that a problem? Would you say you already had kavana, and now repeating words would be a problem? So Avnei Yeshva has a chiddush that he says that if you want to have more kavana, so then it's ki'ilu the first time you said it, you didn't have kavana. Because more kavana makes it as though the first time you said it, you didn't have kavana, and therefore it would be okay. So Lamaisa, he says, it's better not to get used to doing it, because then you're going to say it out loud, and that's problematic. But so just for yourself, when it comes to repeating words, if you want to do it because you want to have more kavana, so it would seem like saying it quietly is probably okay. But again, it's better to avoid, and it's probably better to avoid because you know, a lot of times people end up driving themselves crazy making sure that they said the words with the proper kavana. So that's not such an issue, and it doesn't really come up so much with people repeating words to themselves. What happens a lot is the following two instances. One is the shaliach tzibur repeating words. That happens more often than you saying yourself. And also, what about the tzibur singing along with the shaliach tzibur in different parts of the davening? So that's really what we're going to focus on. So the Maharam Shik raises multiple issues with shlichei tzibur repeating, with the chazanim repeating words. He was very angry about it, and therefore he tried to come up with as many isurim. And he comes up with 5 isurim that you're violating when you... When the shliach tzibur repeats words. So the first one, and each one of them is a chiddush. The first one is bal tosif. He says, just like a kohen is not allowed to add on an extra bracha in birkas kohanim, so he says that so too, adding on any words to the tefillah is also going to be an iser bal tosif. He says, obviously it's not bal tosif doraisa, but nevertheless, there's some sort of iser derabanan over here, and there's an issue of bal tosif. The second issue, he says, is dover sheker. He says, if you repeat the words of Kedusha or of Tefillah, it's like you're saying that you didn't have Kavana the first time, and it's like saying Modim Modim, and it's like you're saying that there are two Rishuyos or something like that. And therefore he says that that's going to be a problem, so you're davening to two. The third one, which is a legitimate one, for sure, according to many, is that it leads to being a Hefsik. Because if you're repeating words in the middle of your davening, so just as you're not allowed to talk in the middle of davening, so saying words that aren't necessary are going to be a hefsek also. So if you're silent, so then you might have the problem of shal kedei ligmor es kula, depending on how long it is. But if you're hefsek bedibur, if you actually say words that aren't necessary, so then that's going to be a hefsek. And so if you're in the middle of, you know, you're singing Kedusha, Shulich Tzibur singing Kedusha, he sings Mimkomcha, and he wants to sing Mimkomcha again, so he starts Mimkomcha again. So that's Pashut Hefsek. And the Maharam Shik says that that's going to be a problem. Fourth problem, the Taz brings that those who sing Kaddish and Kedusha and things like that, the Chazal quote a Medrash about them, that the Torah is mekatreg on them in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, you have turned my tefillah into clay zemer. So I don't know why that is only a problem if you're repeating words and not singing Kaddish and Kedusha in general. That might be the source for a shul that I was in when I was in America, where they only sing Kedusha on Yontif and Halal on Yontif. Shabbos, there's no singing. Even Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Halal, no singing. Dafka on Yontif. So maybe that's why, because of this medrash that the Taz brings, that...
Can I suggest the message?
Yes.
Also, the Brisker Rav was metallic between, he said that Halal of Rosh Chodesh is a Kriya as opposed to Shira. He's metallic between that Halal of Shira and Halal.
So there's more of a reason to sing Halal so when there's a Shira
there's
by
a Shira.
Those, and not by Rosh Chodesh.
But it is, it should be a Kriya. Nah,
Dafka. So it's Dafka not to sing Halal, more than Kedusha.
I'm not supporting that.
And the fifth one, which we'll find again quoted later on by others at the Maram Sheikh quotes, is the pasuk that we say, Hakriveo Nalefecha Secha, that you have to prepare yourself when it comes to davening in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that you're davening in front of a king. So that's why you have to dress appropriately, clean out your mouth, everything like that. It says the same thing is true when it comes to davening. You should daven the way that you would speak to a king. So last time we had a shir, we discussed Mashiv Aruach and Yalav Yavol and calling out those things in the middle that. One of the reasons that the poskim were against calling out Yalav Yavol in the middle of Yishmoneh Esrei is because if you were speaking to a king and you're saying, I really have some requests for you right now, so that's, you know, not the way that you would speak to a king. So the same thing with this. You wouldn't go up to a king and say, I would really like the following thing. So that's the fifth one that the Maharam Shik brings. So he's very against this and finds it to be very problematic. To repeat words for all of those reasons. Rav Yosef Engel in his Trubas Ben Parat Yosef says that if you're repeating the words for the purpose of fitting a niggin, so that's going to be a hefsek, and it also distracts from kavana. Because think about it, and anyone who's been a Baal Tefillah that, you know, picks a niggin, they're so focused on, is this niggin going to work, and, you know, how do I make sure that this niggin works, and so that when you're singing the Kedusha, you're not even focused on the words of Kedusha anymore. Now it's beautiful that, you know, your hartzig and your shaklev, but you're so focused on the song being beautiful, you're not even paying attention to the words that you're saying anymore. So that's Rav Yosef Engel. You know, the hefsek is an issue, but from personal experience, you know, when you're singing, when you're focused on making sure that the words fit the niggin, say you should dafka make sure that the niggin fits the words. Don't make sure that the words fit the niggin. And when you add in the 99999s in the middle, so that's not necessarily a hefsek, but it's still, it's you know, you're taking away from the beauty of the words of, you know, Mimkomcha has beautiful words that you're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, and Tiskadim, Tiskadim, Sushalayim Ircha, but instead we're so focused on the Niggin. So, important point to be aware of that. Maharam Shik didn't raise it, but Rav Yosef Engel raising it seems to be, again, it's not a reason not to do it, but it's something to keep in mind when you are doing it to make sure that you don't get distracted from the Iker. And you focus on the tuffel instead. So that's Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Moshe discusses it as well in his tshuvas. And when Rav Moshe discusses it, so he separates it into two different issues. One issue he discusses is the issue of hefsek. So that will only be an issue if you're repeating the words in the middle of a bracha, so in the middle of Shmona Esrei or something like that. It's also, it became a thing, I was in certain shuls where they started even singing now Or Chadash. During Birkos Kriyashma, they started singing Or Chadash Al Tzion Tari. He starts right before, starts with a song, and I was and he didn't repeat the words, but he started the 999, so I could see why someone might, you know, repeat words in there also. So that would be a hefsek also. And he says that it's a problem because, you know, saying extra words clearly acts as a hefsek, which is not allowed. But he says that it depends on what words you're repeating. Because if there's a way for these words that you repeated to actually make sense if you translate them, if the sentence still makes sense, and the meaning of the pasuk of the line is still the same, so then we won't make him go back and repeat it. But if you've now said something that makes no sense at all because you're just trying to fit a niggin. So then he said that would be more problematic, and you might even need to repeat the tefillah because of that. So that's all in terms of the hefsek, and again, paying attention to what you're actually saying, what do the words mean? But then he discusses, what about not hefsek places? Right, we saw it said, and the Mishnah says, if you say Shema Shema, so is it really only limited to Shema Shema, or Amodim Modim, or does it apply to other places as well? And even when there's no hefsek. So Rav Moshe says that he thinks that as long as there's no potential kfira that you could infer from this, because it's not something like Shema Shema where you're speaking to two gods. You're just, let's say you say Or Chadash Al Tzion Tayir, Or Chadash Al Tzion Tayir, where it's not necessarily to think that that would make you think that there's two reshuyos. So Rav Moshe doesn't necessarily think that there's a problem in that situation. So only a hefsek would be an issue, but if it's not a hefsek issue, then it's not as big of a deal. However, Rav Ovadia disagrees. He's very harif on this, Rav Ovadia, and he says that the cases of the Gemara are just examples, and you should never repeat any words. He quotes Amaram Shik as well, that even when there's no hefsek, it's going to be a problem. And he says Chazanim should be given lots and lots of rebuke over this, and you have to be mochiach them and tell them over and over again that singing, repeating words is going to be problematic. So that's Rav Ovadia. Again, Rav Moshe seemed to say it's only a problem if there's a hefsek. Rav Ovadia takes it a little bit more. Then a bunch of Svarim that I saw quote a sefer called Pekudas Elazar, Rav Elazar Lau. I don't know who he is, but he was very harif on the Chazanim as well. And he says, even in Yikum Purkan or Mishaberach, where there's no problem of the hefsek, still repeating words is a problem because of what the Maharam Sheikh had mentioned, that it's weird to repeat words when you're speaking to a king. And therefore he said it's now going to apply in all cases, any repetition whatsoever. There is one shita that is matir. This is the shita of the Zikne Yehuda. The Zikne Yehuda is matir. And you don't know who the Zikne Yehuda is. And the only reason I know who the Zikne Yehuda is because the Tzitz Eliezer goes off on him to try and tell you why you shouldn't listen to him. Listen to what he writes. You shouldn't be amazed that this Italian Chacham said this. And it shouldn't bother you, because this person has caused so much trouble. And he's clearly a big rub. He wrote Tshuva Sefer that people are quoting. But he's gone out of his way. He started many wars against the Rabbanim and the Gedolim of his city. And he has not caused any less problems than the Maskilim against the Rabbanim. And no one considers him to be a kofar. However, his going against the Rabbanim is clearly a problem. We see from himself, he walked around without a hat on his, I don't know, he says, Bali Kova Al Arosh. I don't know whether that means his hat or a yarmulke. I assume it means his hat. Because, you know, he would walk around without a hat in the streets of the city. He was upset at people who were stopping other people from playing ball on Shabbos. And all of his days, he was gambling. And he couldn't control himself. And he lost tons of money, and it caused much suffering to his family because he gambled away all his money. He wrote Svarim against Chachmas HaKabbalah and the Zohar HaKadosh. He taught in groups together with priests, and he caused a lot of problems for the Chachmei Yisrael. So therefore, it shouldn't surprise you that he caused all this trouble in this area as well. So anybody that ever comes to you and says, don't worry, the Zikne Yehuda says it's okay, ignore him. So I was Googling to try and find, you know, anything about this. And I found this, I don't know, some website called like chaburas.net or something like that. Someone had written up a chabura about this. And the response to the chabura, someone wrote, I don't know how you could be so harif against this. After all, the tshuvas Pekudas Elazar, after all, the tshuvas Zikne Yehuda is Mekel. So the guy responds, I don't know, you know, how you found this tshuvas Zikne Yehuda. You probably found it from Googling, but let me tell you why you shouldn't listen to the tshuvas Zikne Yehuda. And then he goes quoted this Tzitz Eliezer. So if anybody ever says to you, it's okay because it's Zikne Yehuda, they'll tell them we don't follow that. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Elichel Shlomo, as well as in the Sefer Alei Elo Yibol, is quoted as saying that a chazan who repeats words is a hefsek and you shouldn't answer amen to it. So that's, you know, that's very lamaisa for us to make sure that you pay attention when he's, if he repeats any words, you shouldn't even answer amen. The Tshuvas Divrei Yisrael quotes a Maharal Prague, actually made a takana in his town, not to allow any chazan who repeats words, and he would be removed in that situation. So besides for the Zikne Yehuda, there is an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan tries to be Malamed Zichus on the people that do it, but he nevertheless adds, he says, a Yare Shamayim should be pained by it and not allow it to happen. So basically, to summarize all of the Shita so far, it seems like definitely if there's a Hefsek issue, so that's going to be a problem. And repeating other words outside of a Hefsek, Rav Avadya thinks it's problematic, the Maharam Shik thinks it's problematic, and we have this point of the Pekudas Elazar, that you wouldn't speak that way to a king, and then Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that you shouldn't answer amen to such situations. So some practical examples. So the one that, as I've said before here, like I try and pick things that, you know, things that I always assume to be true, or things that aren't discussed so much, things that there's only one or two shiurim on Amayu Torah, usually. So I was always raised, I said this to my father, and I told him, I was always raised, like, you can't repeat words ever. Like, you can't, like, L'chadodi, you know, in the classic tune of the Lo Sevoshi, and then when I was a kid, we used to, my dad used to train me, that used to be 999, and then L'chadodi, and 999 L'chris Kala. You don't say L'chadodi L'chris Kala P'nei Shabbos Kala, L'chadodi L'chris Kala P'nei Shabbos Kala. You don't repeat it. So, I don't know. The Rav Sraya Devlitsky, who's was a big Kabbalah Rav, and he learned by Yaakov Moshe Harlap and Rav Mordechai Sharabi and a lot of that. So he's quoted in a sefer that I found as saying that repeating words in L'chadodi to fit the Nigin is totally fine, because L'chadodi is not, there's no issue of Hesek at all, it's just a piyut of some sort, and therefore it's going to be okay. Rav Daniel Neustadt in his sefer Diyunei Halacha, I think it's the weekly halachic discussion, I don't know, he says this as well, that L'chadodi is totally fine. So why would you think that it would be a problem to repeat words in L'chadodi? So the only reason, I guess you would say, is if you say that there's a problem because that's not the way you would speak to a king. But if you're repeating a whole sentence, then it's probably not as bad. Like, it's weird to go up to a king and say, I would like the following thing. But if you say, I would like the following thing, I would like the following thing, I don't know that that's so bad to repeat yourself, a whole sentence. So, I don't know. It would seem like repeating L'chadodi is not the biggest deal at all. And so it goes when you've been doing something your whole life and then you find out that, you know, it's not the first time that has happened. So that's in terms of L'chadodi. The Rebbe of Ephraim discusses Bayom Hahu in Kaddish. Now, I thought he was going to discuss it in Arlena, which we'll get to in a moment, but he discusses it in Kaddish. He says that if a Shliach Tzibur were saying Kaddish, and he says, I don't know who does this, but I guess they used to do this when they used to sing at the end, Osa Shalom, Rabbi Yasa Shalom, Alena Vol Kol Yisrael, V'imru, 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 Amen. So he says V'imru three times. So he said that you should, instead you should answer Amen the first time he says V'imru. Right when the Shliach Tzibur says V'imru, you answer Amen. So I don't know if you should call it out. I remember when I was a kid, there was a guy who used to do that when he would call out Amen right away. So he would choke because everyone else would go, Amen. So he would say, Amen, just to get it in there. So this, okay, if that happens, so you should answer Amen right after the first Imru instead, and don't answer Amen afterwards. He says the same thing. Apparently, there were Shlichei Tzibur who used to say Shehechianu. They would repeat the bracha for a certain niggun of Shehechianu. So he says you can't answer Amen. Once he says Shechinam Kimanu V'Higianu, if he says Shechinam Kimanu V'Higianu again, he doesn't finish the bracha, so then you shouldn't answer Amen in that situation at all, because he's repeating the words and ruining the bracha. So that's that's in terms of Kaddish. Rav Soloveitchik found quoted in the journal Hadarom, as well as the Rav Ephraim quotes it word for word. It's a tshuva where Soloveitchik says, "Ani ma'akpid ma'od al zeh sheshliach tzibur lo yomar divrei tefila pa'amim o shalosh. Amnam kol zeh shayach rak l'chazaras hashatz u'berchol shma o l'halel o l'psukei chaf hei chaf sofit," which is a mistake, but I don't know what it's supposed to be. I asked Rav Eisenstein, I asked Rav Bednarsh. I don't know. I assume it's supposed to be Tanakh, maybe. Afal pi she'ein amirasam chova. That's when it's going to be a problem. But piyutim ubashar divrei ritzui she'ena mahavim gufa shel tefila o kriyashma ve'ena mitzatetim psukei mikra ein lachosh. So Veitchik said that those things which have a problem of a hefsek, like brichos kriyashma, chazaras hashatz or halel, no repeating aloud. Halel is a big nafkamina for us because we like to sing along with the shalich tzibur and halel. So we would need to make sure to wait until, don't sing it first yourself. Like, don't say odcha yourself first. Wait till the Shulich Tzibur sings it, and then sing it along with him. But halal will be a problem of a hefset. So, Chazar Sashat, Grifa Kriyashma, halal. And then he says, any psuke tanach, any psukim. You can't repeat words from psukim. But other piyutim would be okay. So lechadodi, it would be okay. Why would repeating words in a pasuk be a problem, though? So Rav Bleich, in his contemporary halachic problems, I assume he's quoting this same letter. He said it's from the Cantorial Council of American Bulletin. When he quotes for Soloveitchik this letter, where he says you can't repeat any words in the prayer services, and he suggests that maybe the reason is based off of the concept of Kol Psuke de lo pasak Moshe ananami lo paskinan, that whenever there's a pasuk that Moshe didn't divide, so you're not allowed to divide it either. So maybe adding words into a pasuk is considered to be dividing it. So when I told this to Rabbi Eisenstein, he said, wow, that's like, yeah, that seems to make so much sense. When I told it to Rabbi Miller didn't think that that's called Kol Pasuk de lo paskinan. I don't know, he said, that's not called being paskinan. You're not splitting the pasuk. It's only if you actually stop the pasuk. So this has big nafkaminas for us when it comes to repeating psukim. And where's in psukim? And the biggest nafkamina is for the people who say aleinu, and at the end they say, so again, I was raised by my father. No, you can't do that. Obviously not. Can't repeat those words. And okay, great, it fits with Soloveitchik. Soloveitchik would say, you can't repeat those words. When I asked for Miller yesterday, he was like, I don't know why it'll be a problem, as long as it's not, you know, there's no issue of hefsek in aleinu, and he doesn't see why repeating words would be a problem, and he wouldn't tell people not to do it. Rav Eisenstein, who I had asked before, but don't worry, I went back and I told him that Rav Miller thought it was okay, but I had asked Rav Eisenstein before, and he thought, yeah, this makes sense, that you should tell people not to do it, because of this issue of kol pasuk de lo paskinan, an lo paskinan, so that's another issue. So we have l'chadodi would seem to be okay, unless you feel like, you know, that's not the way that you would speak to a king. Kel Adon would be a problem because that's a hefsek in Birchus Kriyishma. Halal is going to be a problem because it's a hefsek. And then again, in terms of aleinu, so repeating psukim or so, Beishik would think it's a problem. Or Miller didn't really think it's a problem. Then the question is, does this kudas el azar, you know, problem that we suggested of repeating words and it being a weird way to speak to a king, does that apply to aleinu? Also, I don't know, you know, how far we extended. Again, Miller didn't seem to think that it was a problem. The last issue that comes up that we had mentioned before already is the issue of Kedusha. So what about repeating words in Kedusha? So again, I always assumed that you can't sing along with the Shaliach Tzibur because it's going to be considered a hefsek. And again, as we discussed a shir before about, you know, Chazar Sashatz, the more you take the Rav's approach of Chazar Sashatz and standing with your feet together and everything like that, so then obviously you singing along in Kedusha would be a problem as well of a hefsek. But in the Sefer Diyunei Halacha, Rav Daniel Neustadt, he says, you're not allowed to speak during Kedusha. However, this is only true in the first three lines of Kedusha, Nikadesh, Kadosh, and Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkomo. Those are the integral part of Kedusha, but Yimloch is not considered part of Kedusha. And on Shabbos, you know, Mimkomcha or Azbekol, those lines, those are just extra piyutim and aren't part of the basic makeup of Kedusha either. And therefore he says that repeating words while singing along with the Shaliach Tzibur would be permitted, even if you had already said it yourself. So I told this to Rabbi Eisenstein, and he said, yeah, I hear. I told it to Rav Miller. He was like, how could you say such a chiluk? I've never heard such a chiluk. So this time Rabbi Eisenstein was Mekil, and Rav Miller was Machmir. I wish there were more Rabbanim there for me to ask, but I couldn't find Rav Bednarsh. So, Lamaisa, it's a big chiddush, and again, against everything I was always taught. So Rav Eisenstein said, you probably wouldn't want to teach people to do that because, you know, you'll get confused and you'll start singing, and when the Shaliach Tzibur decides to start singing from Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh also, so then you're going to sing along with Kadosh, 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 and that will be a problem, you know, even according to these Mekilim. But at least it's a Lima Zachus for those people that are singing along who I always thought are Pasha doing something wrong. So, you know, it's not necessarily so clear, even if you've already said it yourself. Ideally, if you really want to sing along, you do the same thing that we suggested that you do in Hallel, which is don't say Mimkomcha, and then just say the words along with the Shaliach Tzibur. Now, is that ideal? Because it's supposed to be that you say it, and then he says it. I don't know, because it's an extra thing already. So then it does. I don't think it matters so much. You know, the Iker thing is Baruch Kod Hashem and Komo. That's Pasha the problem. But singing along, I feel like over the generations, over time, that's gotten much better, but not as much because of the halacha, as much as like chazanis isn't really a thing so much. So you're really just singing classical nigunim, or not classical nigunim, you know, new songs that you want to put to the words, as opposed to the old nusach nigunim, which I assume had more of repeating words in that. So basically, in summary, try not to repeat words. Times where there's a hefsek, definitely try not to repeat words. And if you see people that are singing along at different times of the tefillah, so then it's not as bad as we always thought.